NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
It's Friday, December 18th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Research updates on why customers buy from managed services providers, and the SolarWinds hack continues to grow and expand. This is the Business of Tech. Infrascale has released research on the decision-making of SMB and mid-market decision-makers. Their findings? 68% of business executives believe that working with a managed services provider helps them stay ahead of their competition. The main reason they pick outsourcing, at 51%, is to save costs. Next up is increased security at 46%. Almost everyone, 96%, believe it is extremely or very important to have a predictable IT budget right now. Data protection is the number one service MSPs must have, followed by data analytics and cloud services. Technical support is fourth. Why do we care? I want to start here by continuing to identify the need for what this space delivers. Customers want you to focus on competitive differentiation through technology, cost savings, and done in a secure way. Note that security is not first. It's likely the number one worry of customers and providers, but no matter what you do, remember you have to link your performance to the business. I did a presentation today discussing exactly this, and I'll highlight it again. Look at every service you offer and ensure you can directly link it to the business outcome or value in your customer's environment. My bonus prediction for 2021, you will see significant drops in your service revenues on anything that does not meet this test. The SolarWinds hack story rolls on, and I think the what that happens here matters, so I'll keep pulling updates. Microsoft has reported its own systems had the compromised code, but reported no access to production services or customer data. Microsoft President Brad Smith offered insights that of the 18,000 organizations that downloaded the compromised software, possibly as few as 0.2% had the second stage payload installed, and of the 40 chosen, 80% were in the US, including a heat map showing the customers impacted. Additionally, the Washington Post has outlined the failures of Einstein, the U.S. government's detection system, which focuses on finding new uses of known malware and detecting connections to the parts of the internet used in previous hacks. The oversight? It was not equipped to find novel malware or connections, despite a 2018 suggestion that building that capacity would be useful. Beyond that, the Post is also reporting that there is other malware in its circulation as well, per the CISA, including one leveraging Microsoft's Exchange Control Panel, and Austin City Network was breached in a seemingly separate Russian hack. Bleeping Computer is reporting on ongoing investigations of other lines of attack, including that leverage of Exchange Server. SolarWinds MSP is revoking its digital certificates for its tools and issuing new ones as precautionary measures and best practices, indicating they have found no evidence their products have been compromised. Why do we care? The supply chain question is what interests me, as well to note SolarWinds, while a key component to this, is certainly not the only vulnerability nor entry point in this chain of events. I'm tracking some buzz in some communities about exactly this: the need to be more skeptical of vendors and the software they supply, and leverage systems like FedRAMP to ensure a higher standard of software. That will be one of the lessons for big companies coming out of this that smaller ones will need to embrace. Blind trust of the vendor is going to get you into trouble. Carl Palchuk has literally written the book on SMB-focused technology with his Managed Services in a Month book. You may have read his newsletter or attended a webinar or seen a podcast or video. But did you know you can actually get access to all that education in a single, powerful community? With all of his books, over 20, hundreds of hours of recorded training in video and audio format, thousands of pages of downloads, checklists, SOPs, and live member meetings every week, the Small Biz Thoughts community gives you access to everything, as well as unique members-only content. To join, check out smallbizthoughts.org. Just because you're in business for yourself doesn't mean you have to go it alone. Thanks for listening. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as I talk to the CEO of Nuvolex. We're going to talk RMM 2.0. I'll talk to you again on Monday.